BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boss Man Show, in front of the show, Mike Morrell, UNC Asheville Bulldogs, going to the NCAA tournament for the first time under his reign. Mike, how you feeling, brother? I love to say it as well, my guy.
Oh, man. Appreciate you having me on. Feeling good, man. Feeling good. I'm always in a good mood to jump on this show, man. You know that.
No doubt, man. Hey, man. I know we first talked 5 years ago, man. You had a vision for this thing, man. 4 wins, year one, but now 5 years later, 27 wins, Big South champions, going to the big dance, man. I mean, talk about this build, man, and all the work you've put in these past 5 years. Get this program the way it is today, my brother.
Well, it's been a challenge. You know, we usually talk before the season every year, and so we talked about the progression of our program. I think each year we've gotten better. We've got better players. We've increased our talent, but – you know, we've increased our character too, and I think that's huge as you build a program. And for me, it's really special to be able to, you know, have a few days here to kind of relish this, with our players and particularly a guy like Tajon Jones, who was with me that first year, only guy in the program, staff or player that was here that first year. So. It was huge. And then, hey, man, you add a guy like Drew Pember, right? You know, he definitely helps. And so we had a progression that was, has led up to this. We had a lot of failures, we had a lot of setbacks. And so I think, it allows you to really, one, enjoy it, but also, learn from the adversity and try to grow from it. And we've done that, man.
No doubt, man. And you all had to really fight every night. I mean, you won 16 games in the regular season, Mike, and you won the tournament, but they were toughies. There wasn't no cakewalks. I don't see many blowouts in your wins. It was all close wins. So talk about like having to grind through every game, man, getting that callous hard in your team before to come back against an upstate who you were down, who beat you all the regular season. Coming back against Campbell, down 14. What about this resolve, playing them close games, man, to make your guys be confident that when the lights were big, the biggest in Charlotte, they can get the job done?
Well, the experience obviously really helps when you've been there before. We had been there before. We won a game at Central Florida at UCF to start the year where we got down 10 with about 3 to go. And so we were able to draw from a few experiences earlier in the year. We had older guys who, they didn't blink, they just stayed poised and poised, I should say. And then we added some guys, man, Caleb Burgess, Nick McMullen, Fletcher Abey, who came from winning programs across the country, played for terrific coaches. And that helped, man. I have benefited from some of these other guys and some of the coaches that they have played for. I mean, Fletcher Abey played for Duke or Bauckham. I mean, just a terrific coach. And so they came here and they really enhanced, you know, the experience, the talent, and also just the poise of the entire program. So I think when you get in those moments, it really helps. And so our league was deep too, man, you know, and we had an overtime game with Presbyterian, who won one game in a regular season. I mean, like, the depth of our league was very, very impressive. So it was a battle, and which makes it all more special.
And I think, Mike, like you said, man, in the second half against, you know, Upstate, I'm going to go back to that game. You held these guys to 11 for 30 shooting second half. Defense turned it up. Now I think that's what having the older guys, like you said, means older guys get defense more, so schemes know how to lock in. So holding guys to 11 for 30, you know, for a team who gave you trouble, but your older guys stepped up and where they carried the most to get you to that game against Campbell to make that run you did the other night, man.
Yeah, it's a great point. And you know, I think, too, when you have had guys who have had individual success and now they understand the most meaningful type of success is team success, then they understand what you got to try to do to win. And sometimes in March, that can get skewed a little bit. And we've had that. I mean, Drew Pember, preseason player of the year, defensive player of the year. But nobody wants our team to win more than him. And when we have that, it permeates throughout our entire team. And so, I mean, Upstate and Campbell, give them tons of credit. Those guys, they played well enough to win. Now, there's no doubt about it. Both of those games they did. And I thought our guys just made a few more winning plays down the stretch. But defensively was key. That's what our identity was this year, especially when we got to conference play, was sitting down against stops.
No doubt. And that's what I loved about it, because I feel like it was, Mike, I saw this on your bench, man. Like, your guys were so poised and chill. It wasn't that tension. You know, sometimes when you're down, guys are tense, they lose focus, they forget the game plan. But your guys, man, I could just see in their eyes, they wouldn't, like, rattle. That we will be okay. Let's go media to media. Let's just make a play here and there and not just get it all back at once. Because sometimes a young team, you know this, they'll try to jack up a three to get it back at all at once. Don't it? It's a physical 14-point shot, you know. But your team is poised and it's locked it in. They made key play after key play after key play. And now look at you guys, man. So Sean, you watch it from afar, man. I love what I saw.
Well, I appreciate it. And I would say the most unpoised person on that bench was probably me. So I need to learn more from them. But, I mean, again, when you have two players who have the ability to score the basketball like Drew and Tajon do, you know, I think our guys have great confidence in them. But, and those two get a lot of attention. But, you know, Fletcher Abey started that game off and really got us moving early on. And those guys, you know, Caleb and Nick and Fletcher and Alex Caldwell, Doc Battle, like those guys are usually the guys making those key winning plays that don't show up in the stat sheet in order for our team to win.
No doubt. And Mike, talk a little bit about Drew, man. Like I said, he's a heck of a player. I think he has the NBA talent as well, in my opinion. He going to the next level, man. So, tell me what he's like as a guy in the locker room. Like, how's he lead his team? And what's just at the work? How much I work after getting in the gym playing? I just feel like, Mike, this dude really loves the game of basketball. And he's really working it every day, man. Get better in all facets every day for you and your guys, man.
I'm going to see if I can make this make sense. He is the best player I've ever been on a team with. And what I mean by that is this. He's the most humble, deserving, just a guy who his teammates really, really enjoy playing with. And sometimes, you know, I think coaches are, you know, you hesitate to use the word best player. Drew is a very, very unique player for us. He's a very unique player in college basketball in terms of what he can do. And I think our team does a very, very good job understanding what his talent is and being completely okay with it. That can't happen unless Drew allows just his humbleness, just again, it just radiates throughout our program. I think the single best attribute he has as a basketball player is the type of person he is. I've said that a lot. And it allows him to just be himself out there, because he doesn't, you know, he doesn't act like, you know, maybe some other guys would act if they averaged what he did. And again, I think that's his best attribute as a player, man. He was raised extremely well by his family. He was coached extremely well in high school. I've really benefited from you know, his time at Tennessee. And I say our program and how he was coached there by Coach Barnes. Whether it was an experience that he loved basketball-wise or not, it was an experience in which he's really thankful for, because it's really benefited him as he moved on. So all of that, I think, is allowed him to be where he is right now, which is having a ton of success.
It's just something really key there, Mike. Humility is so key to anything in sports, man. And when you are the best player, you're like one of the guys. And the guys will buy into you more and be able to be okay with their roles, whether it may be to be a screener or to be a rebound 3-D guy, let you do the scoring, because you treat them as one of them as well. You don't treat them as they're above them. So that humility piece, man, so important for a team chemistry wise, and having your best player to be one of the guys, not be in a special setting above you because I'm the best player to the team.
No question, man. It's huge. It's everything. And for him, I give a ton of credit to his family, because they have drilled that in him. It's not about you. It's about the team. It's about your ability to connect with those guys. And honestly, I've never had one issue with Drew with that. And that ain't my doing. That's who he is.
No doubt. Now, Mike, I know you got yourself a few days off, man. So how much do you balance rest versus rust right now? Because, you know, you're going to play next week here. So how do you kind of balance trying to, you know, get a good practice plan in without getting rusty as well?
Well, we're on spring break, so our guys get 3 days off here. And then we'll bring them back on Thursday. And you know, we'll be cognizant of their bodies. But also, you know, we're going to go about a week and a half and not play. So I think it's, you know, we're gonna need to get some work in too and knock the dust off these guys when they get here.
Last one for you, brother. For all the Bulldog fans out there, man, across the nation, man, what are you guys doing on Selection Sunday, man, to celebrate this this nice thing for you guys, man, for the fans coming to be with you guys in Asheville there?
Our administration is putting some stuff together, and I'm not much of a party planner. I just kind of do what I'm told. And our guys will as well, but it's going to be really important for us that they get an experience that they remember for the rest of our lives. This will be my 10th time going to the NCAA tournament first as a head coach, obviously. And man, there's just nothing like it. I don't care if you're the manager, I don't care if you're the player, your assistant coach, trainer, whatever, it's nothing like it. So we're going to go there and we're going to do the best that we absolutely can, because that's all we have, man. But we're going to enjoy the hell out of it, too.
No doubt, Mike. You know, I'll be cheering for you, man. I'm happy for your success, man. It's been 5 years, man, on this show, man, talking to you, my brother, Joe Chats, man. I'm happy you got to beat that, that big dance as a head coach, man. That's good work to you, my brother.
Hey, well, man, I appreciate you. You were the only one wanting to have me on when I have 4 wins. So this is special for me, man.
Hey, man, you know, I show love. I show love no matter what, brother. You know how I do, man. I love all of you, my brother.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate you, man.
Anytime, Mike. I'll see you soon, brother.
All right, bro.
All right. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.